Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Eric Knopsnyder from Go Laurel Highlands. Eric, you're always a great guest because you're a wealth of knowledge about Western Pennsylvania and the Laurel Highlands. So thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for Jennifer for having me on. I always love to be on the show. Love to tell everybody all the things that are happening in our region and what they can go check out.
I think it's going to be a great show. First, why don't you tell people what is the Laurel Highlands?
So for our purposes, I know the Laurel Highlands term gets thrown around a lot in a lot of different ways. But for tourism purposes, it is three counties. It is Westmoreland, it is Fayette, and it is Somerset. So that in itself is a pretty big region. We're about 3,000 square miles. So even though we look at bringing tourists into the region, we're also here to help people who live here and work here and let them understand all the things that there are to do here. Because sometimes when you live somewhere, you don't do the touristy things and you don't think about all the things. You're going about your daily life and business. And so you don't take advantage of all the opportunities sometimes that there are where you live. And we want to help people to make sure they get to see all those fun things that we have in the region.
Absolutely. And that's what Go Laurel Highlands did. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of the organization? Who was the brainchild and how did this come together?
So we've been around since 1958, so a long time. And we used to be known as the Laurel Highlands Visitors Bureau. And that branding changed a few years back. And I think it's a good thing because, as I said, we are about visitors, but we're also about helping the local communities to understand what's going on and helping local businesses, getting a restaurant's name out there, letting people know about them, go visit it, different places to go and do things as experiences, which, travel has become such a big thing now, is it's not, I just want to go somewhere, but I want to experience something rather than collecting things. A lot of people now want an experience and something that they can remember for the rest of their lives. So you can do that far away, but you can do that right here in the Laurel Highlands as well.
Isn't that wonderful? It's great. And I like the whole experience part. And so, what your job to do sometimes is really to aggregate information, right? So you put out the tentacles, the feelers, so that you can aggregate everything in one place.
Yeah, and that's one way to put it. We do kind of want to be that one-stop shop that if you want to know what to do in the Laurel Highlands, we want you to go to golaurelhighlands.com and check out the website and pick up a destination guide, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, about what there is to do in the region, places to go, things to see, places to eat, places to sleep, all those wonderful things.
Wonderful. And what are all the ways where people can find that information?
Okay, so the destination guide, like I said, the one way is to go onto our website, and that is
Okay.
golaurelhighlands.com. And you can go on there and you can request, if you're old school and you want the print edition, you can request that. Fill out a form, we'll send you a copy free of charge. There's no cost for it. Or if you want to download the digital version and be able to page through that, you can do that as well. So either way you want to go about it, you can do it that way through our visitor center in Ligonier, which you can also stop in there, pick up a copy. We have visitor center at the on the Diamond in Ligonier at our shop, that the Fayette County Co Chamber of Commerce in Uniontown. There is also the Fayette County Visitor Center in Farmington, Laurel Highlands Falls Area Visitor Center in Ohio Pyle, and the Ohio Pyle Visitor Center at the train station right on the Great Allegheny Passage in Ohio Pyle, and then also the Somerset County Chamber of Commerce. So a lot of different places there that are the welcome centers. If you're driving into the state, you have family, friends coming in, and they want to stop at a visitor center on Route 70 coming in from Maryland, West Virginia area. The Turnpike on the Ohio border, there's one. The Interstate 79 from West Virginia. So all the visitor center coming into the state have them. And then also a couple more places, Eaton Park locations have them. If you go into an Eaton Park, they'll have that big rack there with all kinds of things to do. And our destination guides will be there. And then also hotels. So again, if you have people coming in that are staying, or you just want to do a little getaway in the Laurel Highlands, maybe get an hour away from where you live and have a little time for you and your family or your partner or whomever, and enjoy that. Pick up a destination guide there as well.
Wow. I mean, and it's absolutely beautiful. So let's walk through it. On golaurelhighlands.com, you can find the destination guide, which is fabulous. And I love the idea of putting it where locals go too, right? Because this isn't just for out of towners. Am I right?
Absolutely. A lot of places call theirs a visitor's guide, and we don't like to do that. We like to call it the destination guide because it's not just for visitors. It's a great resource for locals and it's free. So again, you pick up one at any of these locations. And while it's meant to appeal to visitors, which is why it's in the hotels and the visitor center and all those places, it's also, as we said, we've got a 3,000 square mile region. So if you live in Greensburg, you might not know what's going on in southern Somerset County, but it might be something you want to check out. So we want to get that in your hands, get that on your screens, and allow you to look at it and say, hey, this is something I want to do in June. I want to plan ahead and I want to go to this festival. I want to go stay at this location. I want to eat here. I want to drink here. So it's a great way to plan that out. And so, yeah, as I said, it's an opportunity for live and work here to discover new experiences and return to classic favorites.
There are some really, really beautiful things featured in this year's guide. And I thought one of them really is Frank Lloyd Wright and Falling Water. I mean, those are some beautiful pictures. You know, I'm very complimentary of all your marketing. I love your photography. I love your video. I even text you whenever I see a commercial. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and I love that. Thank you for that, Jennifer. We do. So the 2025 one has some wonderful. We're very fortunate at Go Laurel Highlands. We have an outstanding photographer and videographer named Alex Byers, who just does tremendous work. And we were just talking with the folks from across the state at Visit PA, and they were raving about the content that we send them, and we're amazed that Alex does all of this in-house. It's wonderful. So the 2025 guide on the cover, we've got a place called Wander Ridge, and I don't know if you know about Wander Ridge yet, but it is a really cool place. It's fairly new. I believe it opened in 2023, but people are still kind of finding out about it. And so what we wanted to do for the cover for the 2025 destination guide is that we wanted to bring together some of the unique opportunities in the Laurel Highlands. And this is something that we could showcase the incredible lodging options that we have, but also that natural beauty that the region is known for. And so it's such an incredible draw for our region. And again, we were looking for maybe a property that might still be under the radar a little bit for a lot of folks. So Alex got this wonderful photo of Wander Ridge, which is in Mill Run. And so Wander Ridge, what they are is they're family-friendly geodesic domes that you can stay in. So it's almost like a little snow, like a half a snow globe or something that you stay in. And it has this incredible view out overlooking the Laurel Highlands. And it's really a rustic luxury experience. And it's spread out over about 60 acres is the property that Wander Ridge is on. So it's great out there. You've got the nature, you've got that camping feel to it, but you've also got a plush queen bed. Because I don't know about you, but I'm at the age in life where I don't really want to sleep on the ground anymore. So, give
Amen
me
to
a
that. You
nice
got
bed.
it. You got it. That is awesome. So the it has information about Wander Ridge, but like how to book it, what the specialties are, what's near that, right? All that stuff.
And it kind of describes what's in there. You've got wood-burning stoves and solar lighting, and like the if you go on Wander Ridge's website, which if you use the digital version, you can find links to all these things, and there are codes in there to give you more details in the print version and all of that. But yeah, it's an amazing facility, perfect sanctuary for nature lovers and outdoor enthusiasts. And again, you're in Mill Run, so Mill Run is basically where Falling Water is. So you're near that. You're near the unbelievable hiking, biking, skiing, fishing, all that at Ohio Pile. So it's just a great location to be at and a perfect place to stay. if you're looking for that kind of rustic luxury type of experience.
Wow, it is just absolutely awesome. That is great. So Wonder Ridge is a big piece of that. Anything else in the destination guide that you're like, oh, I really got to highlight this. I love this.
Well, again, for 2025, we really wanted to talk about our lodging options because that is such a big part of the world has changed. A lot of people aren't looking to go and necessarily stay at a chain hotel. I mean, there are great things about chain hotels, locations get you close to where you want, but a lot of people again want that experience and they want a unique opportunity. And so Wander Ridge is one. Another one we have is called Pine Creek Glamping, and this is near Stoystown. It's actually not far from where I live, and this is a popular option for those who want to get back to nature but still have the amenities of home, such as heat and air conditioning and even a refrigerator and coffee maker. So you've got that nice serene setting beside a stream and you're out in nature. But yeah, you can also wake up and have that cup of coffee in the morning, so you're not feeling like it's too big of a struggle to get going and get out of that nice comfy king size bed there.
Sounds
And then
amazing.
we also highlight some of the camping options in the guide, which Benner's Meadow Run RV Campground in Mill Run, that has tents and RV sites, but it's also got yurts and cabins, so different options that you can stay at. And then one that is a lot of fun for a lot of people is Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park in Mill Run. So they've got the Yogi Bear franchise is unbelievable, and I've had people who visited tons of them tell me that this one in Mill Run is one of the best bargains in anywhere in the country. What you get for the amount that you're paying there. They've got swimming pools and water slides and fishing and pedal boats and mini golf and all these opportunities. So it makes it a family getaway because you can either do all of these things on property, but again, you're also near Ohio Pyle and Falling Water and so many attractions in that area of Fayette County.
Wow, it's amazing. I mean, and you guys just do a great job in highlighting each region of the Laurel Highlands, which is so fun to see. Anything else in the destination guide you want to call out for 2025?
Yeah, so we did something a little different this year. We obviously highlight the things that we're known for. There's always going to be something on the Frank Lloyd Wright properties with Falling Water and Kentuck Knob and Polymath Park and all the wonderful opportunities there and the family fun and all that. But something this year that we did for the first time, as far as I know, is we did a little article on birding, which is not something that I know a whole lot about. So what I did was I reached out to enlist the help of Jim Kellum, who is an ornithologist at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. And so he offered some tips, which we were able to pass along in the destination guide. So it's what beginners should know. And there are some great spots that he gave that are his favorite places to go in the Laurel Highlands to do some birding. So he talked about Powder Mill Nature Reserve in Rector, which I'm sure some of your listeners know, but it is a, I'm sure there are others that don't. It is a Carnegie Museum of Natural History's Environmental Research Center. So this is a really cool resource to have right here in Westmoreland County. And admission is free to the nature reserve. It's got indoor exhibits that highlight local wildlife, an indoor stream, a marsh machine that uses a living greenhouse to purify wastewater. So it's very much a conservation place, but it also has great bird watching there. It's got hiking trails, even a kids' summer camp. So if you don't know Powder Mill, you should definitely check that out. Jim also highlighted a couple others. Keystone State Park, which not only was named USA Today's best fall foliage destination in 2023, but it's also a great spot for bird watching. He recommends the Davis Run Trail there. Out in Somerset County, you've got the Flight 93 National Memorial. The park not only features the moving memorial to those who fought back on September 11th against terrorism, but it's also home to many grassland species of birds, and they have trails out there where you can go out and walk and again experience that natural surrounding. And of course, we can't leave out Ohio Pyle State Park. It's just such an incredible place. I was talking to some state officials recently, and they've told me that it's the closest thing that Pennsylvania has to a national park because of the vibe that you get there. You've got the whitewater rafting and kayaking. You've got cycling on the Great Allegheny Passage and the mountain bike trails. and then the Laurel Highlands hiking trail, rock climbing. And now I find out that there's excellent bird watching there too. I didn't realize this, but Dr. Keller said that the bird watching on the Ferncliff Peninsula Trail, and then there are also less populated trails if you really want to get out there and not have the foot traffic around there. You get some great opportunities to see birds as well.
Wow, that is just great. I mean, what a great feature. And so you can find these, you can request these destination guides. You can find them in local Eaton parks. You can find them in just about every visitor center, it sounds like, around
Yes,
the area,
absolutely.
which is great. And you really have it nice because there's things to do, there's food, there's outdoor venues, right? I mean, so there's a little bit of everything in there, even for the four seasons. That's key, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we know it's kind of cliche to say that we're a four-season destination, but we really are, because the Laurel Highlands in July is much different than the Laurel Highlands in January.
Course.
And the opportunities that you have, the things that you can do, the places you can go and see, and just the entire look of the region. I mean, you take one example of Falling Water. If you go to Falling Water in the end of April, it's a completely different experience than if you go in October. The colors are so different. The views are so much different. So it's really a place that you want to experience in different times of year, in different weather. Take advantage of those. Those our summer days are warm by our standards, but it's still a lot cooler than Washington, D.C. on a July day.
Yeah.
And then, you get out here in January and go on the ski slopes, head to Seven Springs, head to Hidden Valley, go to Forbes State Forest and do some cross-country skiing. There are just so many opportunities that these different seasons allow us to have.
That's wonderful. We're talking to Eric Knopsnyder from Go Laurel Highlands, and he's giving us all the skinny on the destination guide that's out for 2025. Perfect way to start your year. Pick up a destination guide so you can see what's fun for the winter, spring, summer, or fall. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about winter getaways and happenings, especially the brew tour. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm here today with Eric Knopsnyder from Go Laurel Highlands. He's doing a great job about telling us everything we need to know that is in the destination guide. But today, we want to focus a little bit on those winter getaways. It is January, blustery and cold, but there's still so much to do, see, and experience in the Laurel Highlands. Anything specific that you want to highlight today?
Well, I think, when you talk winter in the Laurel Highlands, the first thing you think about is the outdoor opportunities that this affords us. So, you start with the ski resorts. I mean, Seven Springs is, I think most people will tell you, it's not only the biggest ski resort in Pennsylvania, but it's probably the best too in terms of what you're looking at, the opportunities to ski, to snowboard, to go tubing, to just sit in a hot tub and enjoy the crisp winter weather while you're snuggled up in the hot tub there and staying warm. Go into the Foggy Goggle, which is one of the best après ski bars in all of North America. It won that title in 2023, finished a close second in 2024. So, I mean, to have that right here in the Laurel Highlands in our backyard is amazing. And then the beauty of Seven Springs and Hidden Valley and Laurel Mountain now, with Vail running all three of those properties, owning Seven Springs and Hidden Valley, and then operating Laurel Mountain as well, you have the opportunity to get a pass where you can make a weekend of it and just hit all three of those, and you get a little bit different experience in each of those resorts. So, Laurel Mountain is kind of the skiers' ski place. Like, it doesn't have maybe as many things as the Seven Springs, but it's got one of the steepest slopes in all of Pennsylvania, and you can do that. It's kind of a you start at the top of the resort and then ski to the bottom. It's got those great trails that the skiers love to get to. And then you've got Hidden Valley, which is a little bit in between those two. You know, it's got great ski school there. You've got great opportunities to learn, and you can just get a little bit different variation between those three, but you can hit all of those in a couple days' time and really enjoy everything that each of those have to offer.
Absolutely amazing. Now, one of the things that really you can pass the time with in the winter is a little passport to the local breweries, which have really popped up all over the region. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is called the Laurel Highlands Pour Tour. And this has honestly become one of the biggest things that we're known for right now, especially locally. The Pour Tour, it's breweries, but it's also distilleries, it's wineries. We've got a meadery, we've got a couple cideries. So there are all these different experiences that you can have. And this program, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger each year in terms of both the participating locations. We've now got over 60 craft beverage makers who are part of it, and in popularity with customers. The final numbers for the Pour Tour 4.0 haven't been tallied yet. But we've already broken records for the number of people collecting stamps and stickers and redeeming them for merchandise. So I'll back up a little bit. For those who don't know how it works, Go Laurel Highlands has partnered with those 60 craft, it's more than 60 actually, craft beverage makers throughout the Laurel Highlands. And what we do is we encourage you to visit them while drinking responsibly, of course. Go and have a drink, but have a designated driver, enjoy your time out there, but please do it responsibly. And then when you visit one of these establishments, the first time you can pick up a printed passport. So this is kind of like the National Parks passport or something like that, where you get a passport and then you take it to different locations and you collect stickers if you've got the printed passport. So you go to say a brewery and you make a qualified purchase and they'll give you a sticker. You put that in your passport. Or if you want, you can download the Go Laurel Highlands app and you can do all of this digitally. So when you go there, you get I believe you take a picture and prove that you were there and made a purchase and send that in, and then you'll get a digital stamp for your app. So either way you do it, the goal is to collect, again, experiences. You know, go to that winery, go to that distillery, go to that brewery, go there, have a good time, have a drink, enjoy yourself. Get that sticker, that stamp, and then collect those. And when you get to 15 of them, you can redeem that for a prize at our Go Laurel Highlands Visitor Center in Ligonier. So,
Oh, well, let's hear about these prizes. What are the
well, we're
prizes?
still, I haven't been privy yet to know what the 2025 prizes are,
Okay,
but
but in past.
in 2024, that will be out shortly. I'm sure. This will, we'll get the word out on what those prizes are for 2025. But 2024, we had kind of a I believe it was a growler, like a cup was the first the 15, and then there was a hoodie that people just absolutely loved for the Laurel Highlands Pour Tour for 30, and then you got a chair, like a folding chair with cup holders and all that good stuff for the 45 prize. And so these change each year, but the enthusiasm and the excitement that this Pour Tour generates is just incredible. And it's become so popular for the people in the region, but we also see people from outside of the region coming in and doing it and even redeeming prizes. But the other beauty of that passport is, even if you aren't planning, maybe you don't want to go to 15. That's not your thing, but you want to check out a couple new places. We've got a map in there with all of these locations. So you can look at it and say, hey, I'm going to be in Connellsville. Where can I go? Or I'm going to be in Somerset. What's nearby? So it's a great way, again, to use that. And we look to give these resources so people can really explore the Laurel Highlands and find out things that are going to be of interest to them. And so this the beauty of it is that it gets people out of their normal patterns. Because I think we all have those places. I'm sure you do, Jennifer, that places that we love to go. We're comfortable there, we're used to it. And we want you to continue to patronize those local places. We also want to encourage you to get out and explore new places within the Laurel Highlands. So that might be Tall Pines Distillery in Salisbury, Somerset County, or Yak River Brewing in Connellsville, Fayette County. Or maybe, your listeners, maybe it's even the Laurel Highlands Meadery in Greensburg. Maybe you've never been to a meadery, but this pour tour program encourages you to get out and try something new. So that's what it's all about. I think I've told you before, I grew up in Somerset County in a town called Berlin, and one of the guys that I went to high school with owns Whitehorse Brewing there. And I was talking with him about the pour tour, and he was recounting how much this means to his business and others like it. And he said, Eric, he said, people will drive from Greensburg to Berlin to get a beer. Said there's no way they would do that without the pour tour. And then what makes it even better is that those same people who drive that far to get one beer find out that it's really good beer. And so they tell George, they're like, hey, I'm going to bring my buddy back here in a couple of weeks. He's going to love this place. So it really is that way of encouraging people to get out and see new things. So, I mean, that was music to my ears because, yes, our goal is to bring tourists to the region. But again, we also want those local residents to understand all that we have to offer here, all there is to go out and experience it and find these places and enjoy them.
I just want to tell you that I appreciate so much the infrastructure and the work that goes behind this, right? Like, I know that someone has to call these places, get them on board, get the pictures, get the details, when they're going to be open, get them the stickers, make sure they have enough books.
Yes, and we have a
So I want
great
to,
team. Yeah.
I want to say that I truly understand the operation behind this and what it takes, and I think it's absolutely outstanding. And I love what you're doing. I think it's fantastic to do that. And is it growing? It seems to me like I don't remember this many places on the
It
poor tour, and
is.
now
It
all of a
is.
sudden it's huge.
It started before COVID, and it's really grown. It helped some businesses survive COVID because people would go there and pick up something to go and take it home and enjoy it that way. But yeah, it has really grown and it keeps getting bigger. We now have our own event that we do called Bonfires, Barrels, and Brews. And that's an opportunity to go to one specific location and have a dozen or more of these craft beverage makers there. So maybe you got, 13 stickers, but you haven't been able to get two more and you want to go there and get a couple at once, or you're close to the next level and you can buy five bottles of wine from five different places and get those stickers and fill that up and get your prizes.
It's amazing. Looks fantastic. And it's online, or you can get the hard copy, whatever you prefer. How that looks for 2025 is going to be absolutely beautiful and so much fun. And I bet you get really good feedback from the businesses that are involved too.
The businesses, and I love talking. When I'm in the office in Ligonier, we have people coming in. Last year, we had people in February that were already redeeming for 45 prizes. And the fun thing on the app now is there's actually a leaderboard. So you can see who's been to the most and how many they're at. And so it becomes a little competition between people who are like, oh, I've got to go out this weekend and try to get number 15 on there or whatever. But yeah, it is. It's really popular with the businesses and it's really popular with the people who do the pour tour. People are already asking, when's the new one coming out? How soon? And I'm like, all right, January. We'll be ready to launch in January. So excited for those people to get out there and do it again.
Okay, so how can people connect with Go Laurel Highlands?
GoLaurelHighlands.com. You can find out all of our information here. You can find the destination. You can find the info on the pour tour. You can download the app on anywhere you get your apps, whether it's on an Android or iPhone. You can get it on there. And you can follow us on social media, Go Laurel Highlands.
Wonderful. Eric Knopsnyder from Go Laurel Highlands. You are always the best spokesperson. Such a big fan of you and your organization and everything that you do. I really encourage you to go to golaurelhighlands.com. Look at the pour tour information. Consider getting involved. Absolutely have to download the destination guide because there's so much good things in there. And it's like this wealth of information of all the festivals and things going on in Western Pennsylvania for the season. So I highly recommend it. I think you guys did a great job. So kudos to you and have a warm winter there, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I love being on the show and I appreciate the ability to tell everyone what we have going on here in the Laurel Islands.
I'm Jennifer Mealy, your host for Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. Thanks for listening.